podcast is part of the Sports Social Podcast Network.
Hello and welcome back to the UCL Fantasy Podcast, brought to you by Fantasy Football Community. If you're new around here, please like and subscribe. 5-star if you're on Apple Podcasts, write a review. It makes a real difference to us. You can follow us on Twitter/X as well, at Fantasy UCL Pod. I'm here with Dan and Lewis once again to talk about Match Day 2, to preview it. Who are the best picks? What chips should we play? And what do we need to know? We're going to talk about all of that on the UCL Fantasy Podcast. So, guys, I hope you've had a good week. Well, how are we all? In fact, let's start with Lewis. Lewis, how are you? How's your week been? Have you been obsessing over every single fantasy game in the world as you normally do?
Yeah, a lot of this week's been catching up with the Champions League football. So I managed to watch quite a few of the games, nearly all of them, as you know.
Let's just pause on that. Lewis, are you saying, because you said this in our group chat, and I just wanted to explore this, you've watched every single Champions League game, all 90 minutes. Are you sure?
Yeah, I am positive. Yeah,
that's unbelievable.
That's verging on
insane.
Well, you know what it is, when you work at home, you kind of need something in the background, don't you? So let's watch. I start work at what, 6 o'clock in the morning. So put the football on. I'm working till what, 3 o'clock, and then when the missus goes to sleep or she's out, I watch more football. So it's pretty much on constantly. I have my little notepad making notes.
And, what a life!
Learn a lot.
What a life. Okay, well, it's incredible that you do all that work and I'm still beating you after match day one. So, Dan, how has your week been? How have you been doing?
Spot on, mate. I have a ticket for PSG at home, so that has made my week. That'll be an amazing affair. That'll be my first home game in 20 years for a Champions League fixture. The last one being Dynamo Kiev, and we won 2-1. So hopefully I'll bring some more of that luck with me again. I've not watched any of the other Champions League games. I can't do that at work, unfortunately. So
No, you've got a normal job, normal person. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah, obviously that's Newcastle PSG next Wednesday. I'm hoping to get a ticket somehow through back channels, black market, down some alleyway somewhere. I'll do some sort of exchange to get one. Looking forward to that. I've been okay as well. I've as you said earlier, just before this, Dan, a bit of a come down since Milan last week, and PSG next week, and then Dortmund away. Hopefully, trying to get tickets for that. That would be great. But this week, match day two, for all UCL fantasy players who are listening, we know that this is the week a lot of people earmarked to play a chip. If you have never played this game before, we have two chips. We've talked about it. Go back to our rules episode. Just scroll down in your podcast feed, you'll find it. But basically, there's two chips in this game. There's a free hit that's limitless in terms of budget, so no budget constraints, and there's a wild card. And many fantasy players said this is the week to play one of them. So we're going to start by talking about chip strategy, because it's come to the moment where we either have to do it or we don't. So we're going to go Dan, then Lewis, then me. Dan, what are your thoughts on chip strategy? The deadline is, what, 4 days away now? It's on Tuesday. What is your current thinking?
My current thinking is, I'm on a podcast with two unbelievably talented players, and I am going to steal all of their thoughts. I definitely want to play a chip because my team is otherwise fairly rubbish. I already feel like I've made a mistake. I think prior to match day one, setting up to play the chip in match day two, I actually think you could have got a good match day one and two team out of it. And
I did say this. I said this, but no one listened to me. Everyone dismissed me. But yeah, carry on, Dan.
So now I am surrounded by spreadsheets and Word documents and the UEFA Gaming Hub app, trying to figure out what the most optimal players between a limitless wildcard and a wildcard. I do have some thoughts on, you know, individual teams and players and all that sort of stuff for what I want. But generally, I know that you feel quite strongly one way, Lewis feels quite strongly the other, and I want to see you fight to the bitter death to persuade me which way to go.
Okay, brilliant. Let's. I'm happy to do that. Lewis, what are your thoughts? Because I know you've kind of decided now, right? You're kind of set on what you're going to do. You sat down today in your house watching every single game under the sun in the world, and you planned your chip strategy. What is it?
So I came at this with a really open mind. Originally, I was sat on a certain plan, and I opened up my mind a little bit, I suppose, and looked at different strategies. And I'm coming back to the same one. I just want to go through a couple of bits first, if that's okay.
So of course, yeah. This is what people are here for, right? We like to be a light podcast, but at moments like this, we need a bit of depth. So go, Lewis. I know I've certainly got a bit of depth to go into. So Lewis, go for it.
Yeah. So firstly, I just want to kind of touch upon using the Limitless past match day four. It's stuff that we've already mentioned. So the Limitless in five, you look at that and you could have teams, and these are four teams who I think will have qualified by then. That's Manchester City, Barcelona, Arsenal and Bayern Munich, which means you're losing four of the best teams who I think are the best teams who could progress quite far in the tournament, who are definitely going to rotate. We've seen Arteta rotate. We've seen Xavi rotate. Pep is Pep. And Tuchel will rest his best players. There's no doubt about it.
So you're saying if you leave the Limitless till five, sorry, I'll just try and interject to get clarity, mainly for myself and the listener. You're saying if you leave Limitless till five, match day five, you're not going to be sure of the starting 11, because if a team's qualified, who knows what team they'll put out? They might just put out the reserves, right?
100%. So Limitless five is just an absolute no-go for me personally, because these four teams will be qualified, in my opinion, by then. Six is also a no-go for me personally, because the best assets would have qualified and would have been rotated, which then leaves me with the options with the match days ahead. So Limitless two, firstly, so what Limitless two allows is a buy-in treble. You can punt on the Union Berlin wing-backs. You can go heavy on Arsenal. You can punt on Bruno. You can bring in Lazio assets. And you can also fit in template players. So not only are you going at it as a free hit, but you can also include some template players who everyone's going to own and still make gains off that. Now, the reason why I don't like the wild card in two is because there are certain players you can't bring in match day two that have tough fixtures but don't in day three and four. And these teams include the likes of PSV, Real Madrid, Benfica, Leipzig, Porto, especially Porto, and Atletico, who play Celtic. So for me, I don't think it's viable to go with the wild card, because there's so many budget options to bring in a wild card match day three and four. I also think that the later you leave the Limitless, the effectiveness of it decreases. I've talked about this with a few other people, and towards the latter stages of the competition, it's standard. Everyone knows it's the tougher teams play tougher teams. Basically, you know, it's all the tough teams against each other. So for me, the defenders are a real issue, because they're obviously playing better teams who are capable of scoring goals. So the premium defenders then become a lot less effective in the last stages of the competition, because the clean sheet odds are just not there. So for me, and again, it's something I've touched upon before in the past, being as aggressive as you can in the groups with the chips always works for me. Yes, it's been a little bit awkward. It's been an awkward start. Match day one, it's been awkward for everyone. But I do think that you can correct things now by using your chips in the early stages.
Okay.
And that is pretty much everything I've got to say on that.
Okay, so you'll be playing a Limitless in Match Day 2, and we can hear about the best picks for Match Day 2 for different scenarios in a bit, but
you're
going to be playing Limitless Match Day 2 and then Wildcard Match Day 3, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so using them, being aggressive. All right, so Dan, what do you think of that? Has he persuaded you?
Well, it's the same thoughts that I had prior to the competition starting. My issues are, if you wildcard in three, let's say, you've got your wildcard for three and four. If as Lewis says, teams have already qualified by four, then there'll be rotation from four. So your wildcard's still only for one game week, but you've trapped yourself. we saw Man City rotating from four last year, basically. But then also, you've used all your chips, and then you have three game weeks to go to course correct your entire team that you've went really heavy on. There's then also, whereas if you use a wild card in two, I think you at least get 2 weeks out of your wild card. And then instead of considering the limitless as a limitless as we normally do, which is normally fair, but even Lewis has admitted this, like the limitless this year is less about getting all of the best players at the highest price. It's about avoiding dodgy fixtures, basically. Is there not merit for the limitless wild card to avoid heavy rotation in five or six? Maybe six due to the early fixtures. So they're the questions I've got for Lewis, mainly. Because they're the things that have put me off a little bit.
Okay, brilliant. Yeah, I'm glad you're all kind of catching up to my thought pattern. Oh, it's 3 weeks late. here's what I'm thinking. So the last two episodes we've done, Dan, you have said, or you have questioned, rather, my very basic, apparently, view that home games and away games get different results. And after last podcast, I thought, I'm going to do some research into this. I'm going to look, what has it happened last season, if you take all the top teams? So I looked at Man City, Real Madrid, Inter Milan, Atletico Madrid, AC Milan, Liverpool, Barcelona, PSG and Bayern, just a sample of the top clubs. What was the difference between their home record and their away record in the Champions League? And how many points, if you took wins, draws, losses, compared home and away?
I'd like to caveat this. Wait there a minute, Edward.
It's okay. Fine, I will, because I just had to edit your.
Yeah, no clapping. I never said about the difference in results. I agreed that there is a difference in results between home and away. What I said was, we aren't picking teams based on results. We're picking players based on points potential. And I think the majority of players, maybe not all of them, but the majority of the players that you pay a premium for, it doesn't matter whether they play home or away. Harry Kane, for example, I don't think it matters whether he plays at home or away to how Daniel, many points he's going to score.
Daniel, could you please just be my straw man for a second?
Sorry. I'm an idiot, Edward.
Thanks. So I looked into this, and home against away results for those teams, there's 34% more points made at home than away. If you take the whole of last season for those teams, right? So that would suggest to me that the top players also will overperform, even if it's a less percentage than 34% over. And the reason I'm looking into that, home versus away, is because of this game week 3-4 swing, right? So game week 3 and game week 4 are the same fixtures, but swapped home and away. And this was me trying to work out my chip strategy, because I was thinking from day one, I've said I'm not convinced by match day 2 limitless. I'm just not convinced by it. I look at it and I'm thinking, oh, this isn't convincing at all. And when you look at the home fixtures, the convincing home fixtures for match day 2 limitless, I see only three. Man United against Galatasaray, Inter against Benfica, who started poorly, but Benfica could suddenly be good, and Atletico Madrid versus Feyenoord. Other than that, there's nothing that makes me go, wow, what a fixture. Okay. Now you might be thinking, okay, there's this one's all right and this one's all right. But I'd say that's one of the least convincing game weeks to play a limitless, in my view. Maybe I'm wrong. The other match days, in match day 3, for example, the convincing home fixtures, you see, there's four of them. Inter against Salzburg, Man United against Copenhagen, Barca against Shakhtar, and Leipzig against Cervezna Krivezda, which is Red Star Belgrade. Match day 4, there's five, I'd suggest, enticing home fixtures. Atletico Madrid against Celtic, Napoli against Union Berlin, Real Madrid against Braga, Bayern against Galatasaray, and Arsenal versus Sevilla. So match day 4 is the most appealing fixture, match day for me to play a limitless. Now, but I don't think that fits into the overall strategy. So for me, I am not going to play a chip this week because I think my team's okay. I think in terms of captaincy, I've got Harry Kane on the 3rd of October, and then I've got Haaland and Lewandowski on the 4th of October already. The rest of the team looks all right. I can make two free transfers. I'm just going to do my best in match day 2. I'm going to play a wild card into the 3 and 4 fixtures, despite what I said. I'm just going to try and I'm just going to stack it full of these teams that have home fixtures for those two. And then I am going to stay flexible with my limitless. And I don't think match day 5 is a write-off in terms of Limitless, because we always say at the start of the group stages, oh, these teams are definitely going to be qualified. It never works like that. There's always teams that end up in trouble and you suddenly go, there's this match day five fixture that we know who's going to play. We'll also know injuries then. We'll know there'll be team leaks. There'll be things like this. And I think I'll probably end up playing my Limitless in match day five. If not, if suddenly I'm thinking, do you know what? I can't play the Limitless in match day five. It's not convincing enough. It's not, you know, who knows what the team's going to be. Do you know what? I'll save it for the group stages. I'll save it for the group stages. And I don't think that's necessarily a bad thing. I don't think this group stage... save it for the knockouts. Yeah. I don't think this group stage has provided an obvious answer to Limitless. And I'm not going to waste it on something that I don't think is obvious. And I think match day five or knockouts is where I'm going. But maybe I'm wrong. I probably am, because you two are better managers than me.
The major issue that I've got with match day five Limitless is the early fixtures are the least appealing of them all. So Tuesday, 17:45, match day five, Shakhtar versus Antwerp and Lazio versus Celtic.
They're all bad, though. Every match day this year, I've looked at all of them. None of them give us like City or Barca, or I don't think so anyway.
I honestly hate
the best ones. Match day three.
Yeah.
Is going to be Galatasaray, Bayern and Inter versus Salzburg.
Perfect for my wild card, right? You know, I'm using my wild card match day three, so.
Yeah, I've been looking at home versus away as well, Ed, and I have actually, it's funny you should say it, I have been thinking about it. Man City are a headache. They're a big headache for what I want to do, because they've got, I think, two really good fixtures, whether it's home or away. Leipzig, I think, is a problem. They drew 1-1 there last year and they weren't very good. But then can I do the impossible, the unthinkable? Can I possibly do that? And here's one of the major things as well that I don't think a lot of people are thinking about. I think Lewis is covered with this, by the way, is the Tuesday versus Wednesday fixtures. So if you Limitless wildcard this week, and then wildcard in three, then you're about to have a fixture swing in terms of Tuesday versus Wednesdays. So match day
if you believe in home versus away.
No. So what I mean is obviously you want to try and stack your team with Tuesday players, right?
Right. I see what you mean. Yes.
Yeah. So if you wildcard on match day three and you get in nine Tuesday players, it means that you're then going to have nine Wednesday players for the following week. Like your Tuesday or Wednesday is really thrown off by a match day three wildcard.
Yeah. I think for me, because I'm going match day three. Yeah. I'll go match day three. And I think if you just do, what is it? You do six versus nine. So say you got nine Tuesday players, six Wednesday players. I'd then use the two free transfers to switch. And then you've only got a slight differential. Obviously that's got to go perfectly for that to work, but that would be my tactic, because I just think that those fixtures where they swing in the middle is such a pillar. I feel like you've got to play three and four together in your mind, at least, because you know the fixtures and it's just home versus away, so you can just pick a team and whatever. So I still think you can get around the Tuesday Wednesday swing with the two free transfers. I think
I've never really bought into the whole kind of, if you have to have an equal spread on the Tuesday and Wednesdays. For me, it's all
not equal, more on Tuesday, I'd suggest. Yeah.
For me, it doesn't matter. I think you just pick the best players that are playing in that week, regardless if you've got a lot more players playing on the Tuesday than the Wednesday. It doesn't really, it's never really mattered to me that personally.
Well, your rank's only like one of the best in the world, so we're not going to listen to you. So,
yeah. Amateur.
Maybe if you added that to your game, you might have finished first for some time, Lewis. Moron. Okay, Lewis, what do you think of my thoughts of a madman? What do you reckon? Is there any merit?
That I totally agree with you in that the chip strategy is unclear this season. That we can agree with. I can also agree with the fact that there is no clear match day to use the limits. However,
could I just interrupt once again? Sorry, just to say,
yeah,
I have to take these moments because they're so rare. I said this from the first episode, and you two were so clear. I'm definitely playing a chip match later. Definitely doing this. Definitely doing that. I was saying I don't think it's going to do it. And I was probably fluky, but I just need to say that because for the rest of the season, you two are going to be trouncing me, and I have to get it in now. Sorry, Lewis, still carry on.
That was the bit that I agree with. The bits that I don't agree with.
The rest is a bunch of shite. Yeah, go on.
I just don't like the thought of using the Limitless past because the Limitless, you should be using the Limitless, for me personally, in the first three match days when the best players are fit, best players are playing. The best players have got, you know, the weakest opponent. There's no risk of rotation. The further you go into the competition, the Limitless becomes less and less effective because the assets are potentially becoming at more of a risk. So again, for me, that there's no way.
Am I correct in saying you also can't use the Limitless in the round of 16 because you get a free wild card and you can't use it that way?
You can use it second leg, but you can't use it first leg.
Got you. So it's either you play it in the group stage or your options start narrowing down, don't they, quite quickly, because you miss the first leg and then it's the second leg.
Yeah, okay. And because you get so many transfers, you effectively get 8 transfers per, like, round, with 5 and 3. You can just make so many transfers.
5 first leg, 3 next leg, yeah.
Yeah, and then you get higher. You should have, hopefully, have built team value by this point. It's another thing for the wild card this week. Get people that are going to rise in value.
Does that make a huge difference in this game?
I think so. When it comes to round of 16, when you get the round of 16, you want to be. Whereas every single person that's limitless, it works both ways. Every single person that will limitless wildcard this week will miss out on any price rises. But I mean, whether you want those players, like, do you want Galeno of Porto is a very different question. And then, and that's the thing. These players are going to be more expensive for that match day 3 wildcard. So you're probably going to miss out on about, I reckon, a million's worth of player. I think everyone's value is effectively going to be 99 million if you wildcard in 3, because Galeno will go up by 0.2 and all the good players would have went up.
Yeah. Do you know what we should do as a podcast if we thought about this? We should go, Lewis is limitlessing, Dan, you're wildcarding, and I'm doing nothing. And then it would be a great social experiment. So, Dan, well, if you end up wildcarding...
Would you like me to do that?
Well, I feel like were you leaning? I don't want. Hey, you can't blame me if you have a bad.
I won't blame anything on
anyone.
I
feel like you were leaning that way, right? Weren't you?
Before the season, I was strictly limitless. I've had a look, and basically, I'm 50-50. I'm absolute dead 50-50. But for the sake of this podcast, without blame going to anyone, I'd be more than happy to wildcard, and we'll have that experiment.
I feel like you're just happy that the decision's been made somehow. Is that right?
Yeah, it's an existential crisis, Ed.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, let's do it. That's great fun.
Okay, okay. Let's do that. So right. I'll wildcard this week, and then you guy, you're going to not, Ed.
No, I'm not playing the chip this week.
Chip at all. Lewis is going to limitless wildcard, and we'll see what happens from this point on. That'll be good.
Get in. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back to preview match day 2. Not just talk about chips, but actually talk about players. Okay, so let's look at match day 2 and the players we need to target. Obviously, we've now got 3 different sort of mindsets here. Someone who isn't playing a chip, someone's playing a wild card, and someone who's playing a limitless. And largely, my research this week went into what chip I'm playing. Who the heck knows what players I'm going to get? So I'll just go back to being a host. Lewis, you are playing a limitless. That's the most simple place to start. Who are you getting?
Well, I suppose we probably have to go through positions, or are we not?
Okay, well, yeah, no, but you just take us through who you think currently your limitless team are and who you've considered. Do it however you'd like.
Okay, so I think in terms of the players that I've considered, there's a lot.
Okay, let me give structure. So in goal, who are you getting in goal for a limitless? Remember, no budget. I'm talking to the audience here, not you, Lewis. No budget, anyone you want. Still restrictions on how many players per team, but other than that, no budget. Who are you getting in goal, Lewis, for match day 2?
Okay, so before I answer that, I just want to kind of mention the fact that just because it's a limitless, we don't have to go expensive. We can use this as a free hit. So there's a few players I have considered in goal. Sven Ulreich, he'd probably be a good option for the wild card, for those using a wild card Sven Ulreich. I've considered David Raya because he looks like he's took over the number one spot now from Ramsdale, especially in the Champions League. Jan Sommer is another one who many people have anyway. And Dmytro Riznik on the second day, because on that Wednesday, it is very unclear about who is going to keep a clean sheet. So there's a short list of goalkeepers that I'm kind of looking at the moment.
Brilliant. Is that right? I didn't know that. Is Raya the Champions League keeper? I would have thought Raya's taken the Premier League position and Ramsdale will play in the Champions League.
Yeah, so Raya played the first match against PSV, okay. And then Ramsdale, I think, played Cup this week. Okay. So I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Fine. So those are the goalkeepers. That's the sort of more boring position. Let's go defenders. Who are you thinking defence? I mean, and I suppose more than who are you thinking individually, but I suppose it's also teams. Who are we targeting for a limitless?
That for me or Dan?
For you, Lewis, we're still for a limitless.
We're all on you, Lewis, until you're done.
Yeah, okay. So I have considered the Union Berlin wingbacks, Josip Juranovic and Gerstens. Gerstens has got 3 goals already this season. Union Berlin looked really solid against Real Madrid when I rewatched the game, and Real Madrid looked probably short of creativity. So there's a mixture of both, but I do like the punt on the Union Berlin wingbacks. I also like Alphonso Davies, 6 million. So he would definitely be considered as a limitless option, I think, for many. He's picked up 3 assists this season. Di Lorenzo, he would be a defender I would stick with 100%, even against Real Madrid. Again, Real Madrid heavily reliant on Jude Bellingham, aren't they, at the moment? And to be honest, they look quite short of quality at top. And, you know, if Di Lorenzo is continuing his attacking form, then he's an easy kind of inclusion.
He's again, had a sensational start, hasn't he? He's had an amazing start in Serie A fantasy, which I know you and me play. But for Napoli, he's just an absolute banker, right?
Yeah, and I watched I watched the Brog game, but Di Lorenzo, he could have scored again. He could have had a brace, and it was unbelievable how attacking he actually was against Braga. So I just think regardless of what chip you use, Di Lorenzo, it has to be nailed into your teams. Again, the Inter wingbacks, DiMarco, you know, Dumfries, you could pretty much hold them through, again, whatever chip you play. Hakimi or Trippier, you could have.
Can I just butt in and say, on your limitless so far, you've named Sommer, Di Lorenzo, and Dumfries, and I've already got them. So far, I'm not missing out. But go on.
Well, this is my point. This was my point earlier, whereas you can stick with some of the template players and go different on the weaker picks. You know, the likes of Leipzig players, a lot of people have them. There's a lot you can change, and you could also take punts, like with Hakimi or Trippier. And even a Lazio centre-back at 4.5 million because they play Celtic. So in terms of defenders, that's them. So the main differences, I think, from the template would be the Union Berlin wing-backs, if you fancy the punt, Alphonso Davies, maybe a Hakimi or a Trippier or a Lazio defender.
Great. That's really helpful. Just to say as well to our listeners, this cockiness that I've got will end next week when I'm losing. I'm currently winning. Let's go to midfield, Lewis. A bit quicker. Fire through them. Who are you thinking of picking?
Okay, Sane, he could stay through.
I can't believe we all said, episode 1 or episode 2, we said, we're all getting Sane, of course we are. And then we all, because of budgets, changed. And of course he scores and gets an assist, I think.
Yeah, Dan reverted back. He mentioned this, didn't he, a couple of weeks ago, that he is a group stage player and he's proven that at the moment. Although the goal was a little bit fluky, I still think he's a goal, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yep, Saka, another one, dangerous. 8 goals, 8 goal contributions this season, 9.5 on pens. He's
injured.
No, I think he's doing some gym work. I think he will definitely start the Champions League game potentially this weekend. Odegaard, he is good for minutes. He also loves a shot outside the box, and we all know that they reward you for shots outside the box. He's got 3 goals already.
Full of words today. I always wish that I picked my teams, my fantasy teams, FPL or Champions League, in terms of just the best players. And if you chose the best in terms of technical ability, Odegaard, Kevin De Bruyne, those sort of players would be in it every week. And I always go, oh, I love Odegaard. Why have I not got him whenever he does well? Like game week one, what did he get, a goal and assist? Was he player of the match as well?
Yeah, he did really well. Big points. And he's obviously got Lens next. Or Lawn. Okay.
Away from home, but still, yeah, expect Arsenal to do well. Okay, carry on. Sorry, I keep interrupting.
I think you've got to consider Thuram as well. I think obviously Inzaghi played, he made an error. That's what he did. He tried to rest players and it failed, and he won't do that again. So he will play Thuram. Thuram picked up an assist. He's actually got two goals and three assists this season as well at 6.5, and you just have to, he's still a consideration. Bruno Fernandes as well. He's on penalties. His distribution is insane. He's picked up two goals and two assists. I do think he's someone that you should look at if you're on limitless, because there'd be no surprise if he hauled, right? Yeah. Felipe Anderson as well at Lazio. He's 6.5 million. Plays Celtic. Again, it's kind of operation target Celtic at the moment because really bad. But yeah, he picked up 9 goals last season, 3 assists this season. Foden, another one, trolled me a little bit last week, but I just think he's returning in most of the matches he's playing at the moment.
I will never pick Phil Foden in any fantasy game. I just never trust he's going to play. I just never trust. I said this 2 weeks ago. I just never trust he's going to play. And then when he does start like 3 games in a row, he like does well in one and then just doesn't do anything. And then he gets dropped again. It's just like no chance. I'm not going to pick him. It's too much heartache. But carry on.
But to be fair, he has returned in most matches he started this season, apart from the Champions League one where I owned him. And that covers kind of the midfielders. So I think if I had to highlight the few that kind of won't be reachable, probably by not using the chips, the likes of Odegaard, Bruno Fernandes, Felipe Anderson, potentially Foden, maybe even Saka.
Okay, that's really helpful. Thank you. Remember, everyone, Lewis is on a limitless, so he can get anyone he wants. So let's go strikers. This is exciting. So this is where we all want to talk about. There's about 20 different strikers we can fit into 3 positions, and they're all good picks. Who are you going on limitless?
So I'm not actually keen on the template strikers this week. I've picked out Real Sociedad's Saka Fuser Kubo. He's 5 million, picked up 4 goals and 1 assist.
Sorry, hang on. Sorry, Lewis. On a you're saying, is this how good a manager you are? On a limitless, on a limitless with limitless budget, you're going to get some guy who I've never heard of. Is that right?
Potentially.
I mean, Zid used to play for Real Madrid. Ed,
what's his name? Sorry, say it again. As he just Kubo? Dan. Sorry. We know how Lewis pronounces names. Dan, say his name.
Kubo. Kubo.
Okay, I think I've probably heard of him. Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe saving face. But so on a limitless, okay, with unlimited budget, Bank of England behind you, you are going Kubo, right next. Okay, yep, great.
Well, this is just a short list of strikers that I fancy this week.
And this is why you're better than me and you will probably beat me, but there you go.
So obviously Kane, 8 goals, 4 assists. He's on penalties already. Again, he's a template player. Someone who isn't a template player and people won't pick if they're on a wild card or a... not playing a chip is Gabriel Jesus, 8.5 million. He's fit now. He's scored against PSV. I think he's dead set to start and he looks lively as well. Another one who I really like actually is Immobile, 7.5 million at Lazio. He's on penalties. I just feel like if you're going to target a fixture this week, it just has to be Celtic. I don't care if they're home or away. I just like Immobile. And I think I've watched the Lazio games this season, and they do look like they're progressing as a team. They're unbeaten in the last 2 or 3. So they are improving. And I did say this a couple of weeks ago, we would see Lazio improve. And they're
do you not
exactly that.
Lewis, do you not... this may be wrong. I'm just saying what I think. And I imagine some listeners are thinking. Celtic at home, are they not a lot better in the Champions League with that crowd behind them? Than I know they've had some bad results at home, but they've had some amazing historic Champions League results at home as well. I remember Fraser Forster, who was it against? Was it Real Madrid? Like 5, 6, 7 years ago, where he had an absolute worldie and they won 1-0 or something. I can't remember what it was. It was something like that, or drew 1-1. But the fact that Celtic are at home, does that not scare you for a Lazio.
Well, I think you have to look at the game specifically. Celtic have just lost. They're going to see this. They're going to see Lazio as a game that they're going to try and get points from. They're not going to sit back. They're at home. They're going to attack Lazio, and that in turn will leave a lot of space in behind for the likes of Felipe Anderson, who is rapid, Zaccagni, who is also quick and very good. And I just feel that even at home, Immobile has a really good chance of scoring a couple of goals. And of course, I'm going to finish on Haaland because, well, Haaland.
Oh, yeah, that little-known striker, Haaland, yeah. Okay. I feel like Felipe Anderson's been around for absolute years. I feel like I've been buying him on Football Manager since about 2010, but he's only 30. He's only 30. I thought he was older. Okay, cool. All right, so there you go. If you're on a Limitless, or even if you're not, those are good picks. Those are fixtures to target. Dan, who are you thinking for this week? I suppose you've only just been told that you're on a wild card, but regardless, who are the players that you're looking at for Match Day 2 and you're thinking, do you know what? They're tasty.
Right, so I think first and foremost, let's go for the teams that we're targeting in general. So I think I want to target Tuesday fixtures. Have to go Bayern, Man United, Arsenal, PSV, Real Madrid, Napoli, Union Berlin, Inter, Sociedad. I think they are the ones with the good fixtures for Match Day 3. And I think that because they're the ones that are lined up for the Limitless in terms of the Tuesday fixture. Now, I think Union Berlin, as much as I did want to go Robin Gosens against Braga, I was very, very set on that. A little blast from the past. I'm going to have to drop him now. But let's start, as Lewis did, with goalkeepers, Edward.
Go for it.
Now, in terms of my Tuesday goalkeeper, Ulreich could be a shout. He's not a very good goalkeeper, and I still think Bayern will concede goals, which isn't great. So I do think just stick with Sommer, most likely, for that Tuesday. If I did have a little bit more budget, then I'd probably go David Raya. I think they've got great fixtures, to be honest. For the Wednesday fixture, I wouldn't have done this on a Limitless, but I actually think I can stick with Shakhtar's goalkeeper now. It wouldn't have been a Limitless pick by any stretch, but they've got a good fixture. They're fine now. It's a bit
Dan,
of a concern.
Dan, you need to... Sorry about this wild card. You need to speak as if you've chosen it. Now I know I've got to do it. You know, I feel I don't want to make you do anything. You know, you can do what you want. I don't want you to think that for the sake of the pod, you know, do what you want.
It's too late.
I feel like I've done you a favor. I feel like we've done you a favor.
Psychological manipulation, Edward.
You have chosen wild card, no one else.
The issue I've got, obviously, with Riznik is that he's got Barcelona in Match Day 3 and 4. So that's a problem. That is a problem. So maybe I will have to go elsewhere. I haven't really decided yet because I'm not going Oblak for all the money he's worth. Defenders. Tough. I think I'm going to have to go fairly basic with defenders. I don't really want Bayern defenders. I don't really want Man United defenders. However, if I get an inkling that a player like Johnny Evans is going to be starting again for his price, he could be the best budget defender on the game against Galatasaray, Copenhagen. It's still a risk because how long would he be in the team for? I do like the idea, if I don't go for Arsenal's goalkeeper, perhaps getting Saliba for Lyon, Sevilla and Sevilla. PSV.
How much is Saliba, by the way? Just for my
5.5.
Oh, he's quite expensive then, crikey.
He is expensive, isn't he? It may just be a case of looking at the Arsenal defence and just maybe dropping to
seeing who's going
to
play.
Else.
Yeah.
But their Arsenal's defenders are very
Ben White. How much is Ben White? Is he 5?
I think he's 5.5 as well. I think is Gabriel's he? 5 or 5.5. Kiwio, right. I have no idea. Oh, that's a Lewis pronunciation of that.
Kiwior, isn't it? Something like Kiwior, yeah.
Yeah, Quinoa. He's 6 million. That's a joke. Got to go Di Lorenzo. I don't care that he's playing Real Madrid. He's got Berlin in the next two fixtures. And he's just one of the best defenders in the world. Like, I'm just having him all day long. And then I still think I've got to go for at least one Inter defender, whether that's DeMarco or Dumfries. I know Dumfries scored yesterday, I think, they played. But DeMarco scored that worldie at the weekend. I agree with Lewis. I can't see him rotating. And I like the fact that DeMarco might get taken off after 65 minutes for a for a clean sheet when Benfica might score later on. In terms of the following day's fixtures, I still think I'm probably going to have to keep it at least one Barcelona defender, whether that's Koundé or Cancelo. I think for the price, it's going to have to be Koundé, not Cancelo, because I'm going to have to find funds with it not being a limitless. But again, Barcelona, Porto, Shakhtar, I think that's nicely set up to have a double Barcelona defence. So this is the thing with the wild card. My team's not changing that much defensively at the minute. In fact, currently not really made any changes to my defence. I think where most of my changes are going to come are in midfield, because I really want to target Vermeer at PSV, potentially even Luke de Jong up front. I want Odegaard or Saka, depending on Saka's fitness and money. In terms of other midfielders, I'm probably going to have to stick with Thuram now. It's 6.5 million. I also really want to get Anthony Gordon in at 5.5 million, because PSG aren't very good at keeping clean sheets, and neither are Borussia Dortmund. And Anthony Gordon is Newcastle's best player at the minute. He's on
100%
fire.
He's absolutely brilliant.
Every time he's off the pitch, we are playing terribly. And the second he drifts past that byline, on as a sub, or whether he's starting, we're turning into prime Barcelona. It's insanity. So
just a disclaimer, once again, me and Dan are Newcastle fans, so we may over-exaggerate things. But I think everyone, you know, not Newcastle fans, pundits, everyone would agree Anthony Gordon's been our best player by about a 50% margin.
Yeah, he's comfortably in for 5.5 million. I think he's going to be the best enabler by a long shot. One defender that I didn't mention, actually, is Hakimi, unfortunately, Ed, because Hakimi and Ousmane Dembele are going to double up on Dan Burn. And that's frightening. And then Hakimi has Milan twice, who PSG on us in terms of the fear factor of the San Siro. I think they're going to be a lot more up for that. I mean, Hakimi used to play in the San Siro for Inter Milan. I think Hakimi, if you are on a limitless, by the way, and you don't have a Hakimi, or even think about bringing him in for a wild card.
Shame on you.
It's just a massive oversight, I think.
Go on, strikers.
Wait there a minute. Midfielders still. Cheap midfielders. Really, really fancy.
Listing everyone in the game, are you? Okay, good, yeah.
Not quite. obviously, still got to keep Bellingham. Really fancy Julian Brand. Because he's on the right wing against Milan, Teo Hernandez, A, likes to get up, but B, I've heard he's injured. And we're not sure if he's going to be back for that game. He might be back. Double check later on. Double check before the game. But then he's up against PSG, whose left back has been injured. And now there's just Luka Hernandez there. I think he could get some joy because he plays on the right wing for Dortmund. And although they aren't great, he does like to attack. Into forwards. Here we go. Harry Kane is an absolute must. He's the most... Him and Sané are the two most essential players. They'll be the first players in on my wild card. No back.
You said that. Game week one, you said...
Yeah. And I was
you said Sané is the first name. He's nailed. I literally clip it and put it here if I could be bothered, but I'm not going to. And you didn't pick him. Why?
It was to spread funds for other players that I thought could do well.
I thought he was essential. I thought he was essential.
But now I am... Well, it was Man United and all that sort of stuff. You know what? Ed, if I don't have Leroy Sané in my team against Copenhagen, I will let you punch me in the face on camera.
And I will refuse that opportunity because I'm scared of violence. But carry on.
I'll let you pay someone else to punch me in the face.
That sounds beautiful.
In terms of other strikers, like I say, Luke de Jong, I think, is a good shout. Kubo, as Lewis mentioned, for 5 million. Who? And then, actually, midfield that one mentioned, Kvaradona, got to go. He's playing much better now. He's well in with a shout. At 9.5 million, he was in my limitless, even against, let's be honest, a rubbish Real Madrid team. They've just got to be 3-1 off Atletico Madrid. Like, they aren't playing very well. And I think Carvajal's injured. So if you're on a limitless, please get Kvaradona. You're welcome.
Lewis, Kvaradona, you know how well he's suddenly turned back from injury because we play Serie A fantasy. Will you get him in your limitless? Have you considered him?
He's someone that I've had at the back of my mind. My only issue with Kvaratskhelia is the fact that he's only just come back.
But didn't he get a goal and two assists today or yesterday?
Yeah, no, he did. The most latest game, he was really, really impressive. And it's just the fact that I haven't seen him at that level for quite some time. So it scrambled my head a little bit.
Okay. I'd suggest someone if someone comes back and immediately gets a goal and two assists, they're probably back at the level, aren't they?
Yeah. He's been coming off the bench recently as well.
He's the Georgian Messi. Sorry, Lewis, I didn't want to bamboozle you. Dan, carry on with your picks. We're on to strikers now? Or are we still listing every single midfielder in the game?
I'd say the last striker to consider for a wild card, not a limitless, is Alvaro Morata.
We said that at the start of the our episodes, didn't we? The start of the season, we said Morata would be a good pick.
Still scoring, got a couple of goals against Real Madrid. He's got Feyenoord, who are a good team but concede goals, and I'm sure they're at home. And then he's got Celtic twice.
That's interesting. Oh gosh, I might put him in.
Oh, $7.5 million.
Don't tease me for saying gosh. Okay, cool.
Not Haaland.
Not Haaland. Dan. Okay, let's remind listeners who are new to this. Dan, last season, decided not to go with Haaland the day he scored 5 goals and everyone captained him. It's not that Dan didn't captain him. It's that Dan didn't own him. And he scored 5 goals against RB Leipzig. It was RB Leipzig, wasn't it?
Yes, but Ed, this is where I can turn an argument against you now.
Love it. Go for it. I'm pretty sure you can't turn the fact that you missed out on a captaincy of 5 goals against me, but go for it.
No, in terms of what you were saying earlier, that was Man City at home. Man City away, he had one shot in the entire game. It was off target and he was terrible. And Man City are away to Leipzig.
Yes, but Man City last season won 7 out of 7 games at home and they won 1 away and drew 5.
So does that not
And they won the
that...
Champions League. That's the difference between home and away.
Yeah, so my point here is, Ed, is that they're playing away.
Oh, I see. Right, yeah. Okay. Oh, right, yeah, I love it. I'm completely on board. Right, okay, Lewis, yeah, any thoughts? No, okay, we're not going to go with that. But, go on, Lewis, go on.
It's just that there was a couple of players that I wanted, a couple of other players that I just wanted to touch upon, if that's okay. So in terms of enablers and potentially differentials, I really like Oscar Glock, who plays for Salzburg. So he's only 5 million.
Great name. Oscar Glock. Yeah, and his surname's a gun. How good's that?
So he plays behind the striker and he scored against Benfica. I actually thought he looked good as well, which is really
Did you cut out there or was it just a massive long pause before you said Benfica?
No, I must have cut out. But yeah, no, I think he looked really good from what I watched of him. Obviously, they were playing 10 men, so it's kind of hard to, you know, extract how good they are. But in terms of Oscar Glock, I think he's a great option. You could probably wildcard him in as well at 5 million. So yeah, he is an interesting. Another interesting one is a 6.5 million midfielder who plays for Sociedad. So he picked up 12 points against Inter in match day one. His name's Bryce Mendes. He's picked up 2 goals and 3 assists in 8 matches as well. So if you're looking for kind of good midfielders and you want to enable money elsewhere, because we need money at this point, because, you know, the likes of Son, Saka, they're all returning. So Bryce Mendes and Oscar Glock, 2 good cheap options.
Nice. Can I ask both of you, we have mentioned lots of players and we'll be finishing soon, everyone who's listening, but we haven't mentioned Porto's Galeno in this. I know we mentioned him in previous podcasts and none of us picked him in the end, but we did mention him. So tick that we said he was a good pick, but is he not an option in any, should we not be reactive? Why aren't we saying him?
One thing I do want to mention on that is he is one of the reasons why I want a wild card in free, because I don't want him against Barcelona, but I'm really going to want him against, I can't remember who's playing. He's got two.
It doesn't matter, but okay. Points. Yeah. I think you do Antwerp. Want him eventually, just not for game week 2,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, he's playing Antwerp twice, and Antwerp were terrible. And now I know they played Barcelona, but they just looked terrible. Okay. And I think Porto are going to score some goals there.
Okay. And Dan, is that the similar reason you haven't mentioned him, just because he's not for match day two, but he might be for match day three? Is that why you haven't mentioned him?
Yeah, and I'm only allowed five players in midfield. That's one of the issues. I am thinking about him purely for the money, because I would want him for Shakhtar twice. Yeah. And that's another reason why I was thinking of a match day three wild card and all this sort of stuff. But yeah, you don't want him against a double Barcelona defence.
No. Okay, I just wanted to make sure we mentioned him because we'd get loads of comments. The highest scoring player of match day one, you didn't even mention. Yeah, okay, fine. All right, well, look, thank you very much, Lewis and Dan, for all your expert insight. I would like to say that neither of you have convinced me that I need to play a chip this week, because you've mentioned for wildcard and limitless, you've mentioned Sommer, who I have, Di Lorenzo, who I have, Dumfries, who I have, Turam, who I have, Bellingham, who I have, Kane, who I have, Haaland, who I have. So I am not going to be doing that. What I'm going to do is play no chip. And for you, no chip lot, I am going to be transferring out Heinrichs, who is a RB Leipzig defender, who is playing Man City, because I think City will score. And I'm going to be bringing in Sven Botman against PSG. There you go. God, yeah, Lewis says, oh, God. Right, I'm beating him right now, so ha ha ha. And then I'm going to be taking out Murphy and bringing in Anthony Gordon, because he's going to play against PSG as well. So I'm going to have double Newcastle on the Tuesday. Now, this is the key thing. If they were playing on the Wednesday, I would not do that. But they're playing on the Tuesday, and I've got a good bench to correct it.
We are playing on the Wednesday against PSG. We're playing on Wednesday, Edward.
Okay, right. My whole plan's changed. What I'm going to do instead, I spent all my time looking at my chart over there. Can you believe I'm beating you two? This is unbelievable.
I know, outrageous.
Okay, so we had to edit out about 30 minutes of conversation there. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to take out Jacob Murphy and Heinrichs for maybe Robert Gosens at the back and Anthony Gordon. I'm still going to put in. So there we go. Not both Tuesday players. The weird thing is, I did know Newcastle were playing on the Wednesday in a different category in my mind, because I'm hopefully going to the game. But yeah, there you go. So there we go. Lewis and Dan, anything else to say to our avid listeners? I would say as well, thank you very much for all the listens. We're nearly at 4,000 listens now, downloads. We've got nearly 3,000 people in our league. If you want to join our league, you still can. There's a chance to win a PS5. Go on our Twitter at UCL. No. At Fantasy UCL Pod, and retweet that tweet that I think is pinned. But is there anything else to say, Lewis and Dan?
Not just on captaincy.
The captaincy. Okay, go on, Lewis. Yeah, captaincy.
Yeah. So Haaland plays on the Wednesday, which means that you can have a punt. Now you can either go really, really super sensible.
And Lewis, can I just interrupt and say Lewandowski also plays on the Wednesday?
I don't see him going big on the against Porto, to be honest.
Yeah, but you didn't see him going big last week, and I captain Lewandowski over Haaland. I got more points.
Yeah, fair enough. Do you know what's interesting?
1 point more.
Dan, 1 point. Yeah, every point counts, Dan. Go on, Lewis.
Haaland is, he is due. He is due 2 or 3 goals in one match. I can tell you that. He is due. So backing against him at this point,
no such thing as due, but he is a very good player and will probably score many goals. I agree.
Yeah. So in terms of captaincy, on the Tuesday is really interesting, because you are going to need something massive to not captain Haaland on the Wednesday. Because say you captain Sane and he just picked up a goal, a lot of people are going to flip to Haaland, who could go absolutely mental, couldn't he? So I do think that Tuesday is a day you can punt on. This goes for limitless users, wildcard users. This is the perfect day to have a punt, you know, on the likes of Saka. You don't have to necessarily go with Sane and Kane, but you could have a punt on the likes of Saka, Bruno, maybe even a wing back, an inter wing back. So I just think the Tuesday is a great time to kind of have a little gamble.
Okay, there's as much as we can say in about an hour podcast. Sorry, it's a bit longer today, but I think it was worth it because It's the chip day. It is the chip. So Dan is playing wild card. Confirmed, Dan?
95% confirmed. I'm messing around right now.
So confirmed, yep. Lewis, limitless chip, confirmed.
I would say 90. I'm going to have another play at a wild card.
Oh, for goodness sake. What's the point of this podcast? Why do people listen to this? Right, okay, follow us on Twitter. Message us if you want. And oh, do you know what we haven't done? Everyone wait. We haven't looked at the questions that people have sent in. So this is going to be quick fire.
Yes.
We're going to do questions because this is an important part of our podcast. We want to, allow people to ask questions, and they have. So let me get it up. Hang on. So this is quick fire. Okay. Nick, Rossoneri Nick, who we all know, Nikhil, right? Great guy. Best players to get on a wild card. We've answered that. I'd like to thank Nick. So we're going to move on from that. Simon Ashby has said, if you had to pick three players likely to get a hat trick, who would you choose? I've already answered that and said Joe Linton, Shah and Nick Pope. So that's fine. Next person said,
Harry Kane. He has to be the one that's going to get a hat trick this week.
And then Samu Jwal FPL has said, I'm on Limitless. Who would be the top five players? Again, I think we've answered that. And then Samu Jwal FPL asked another question, which was Union Berlin players. Are they good? I think we've answered that. In fact, we may have answered all these questions.
Gosens.
That's it. And then FSFGFGD said, get expensive attackers and mids and cheap defenders or keep a balance between all positions.
Balance between all positions. Defenders get you 7, 8, 9 points if they keep a clean sheet, like, all the time.
So this game is a...
The midfielder gets...
This game... Yeah, this game is different to FPL. FPL, you go low on your bench and then hope you don't need them. This game, you will need your bench. So it's a matter of balancing. Now we've done that. Thank you very much. We're going to be back on next Thursday, I guess, with a review of Matchday 2. So thank you very much for listening and we'll see you next week.
Podcast Network.